I'm sorry if we messed some of you up with this Sunday's reading. As we received permission to change our patronal feast day, the day of St. Dominic was August 8th, which was Thursday, and we were able instead to move it to celebrate at this weekend at all the Masses. And yesterday, after the 4:30 Mass, we had our dedication of the Risen Christ sculpture, which graces the north side of our parish. You probably have seen it wrapped up, and you probably have seen it if you passed that way. That lighted signage that's over our gym was added last year, and the statue will identify our parish more clearly from people who are driving down from Capitol. That sculpture was partially paid for by the auction of our last gala and was able to be completed by some very generous donations from parishioners. And so check it out either today or on your way out to see that. It's beautiful. Today's gospel reading may sound a little familiar. It's the reading for the Feast of St. Dominic, but you also heard it about a month ago on Sunday. Jesus expressed to us that being an uncomfortable Catholic is actually normal and how it should be. Jesus left us to wrestle with many questions that force us to examine and ask ourselves, do we really believe these things? Do we really follow Jesus? Do we believe the things in light of our own experience in life? Understanding that belief does not bring relief from the sufferings of the world. Belief doesn't insulate us from illness, betrayal, misfortune, and not even from death. Can we absorb in our hearts and minds what St. Paul said in our second reading, that our faith, our belief, does not rest on human wisdom, but, and let me quote from our second reading, rather, St. Paul says, we speak of God's wisdom, mysterious, hidden, revealed to us through the Spirit. St. Paul tells us that this believing in Jesus can only come and only give us peace with God's grace. It is not something we can achieve, but it is something revealed to us. How well are you living your faith? A faith that it's okay to be not certain about. How are you with living in a world touched by something that's divine, something you can't see, yet something you're being asked to trust? This discomfort that we Catholics are asked to live with is consoled by the lives of the saints. Through understanding their devotion in the midst of all the trials of our lives and theirs, we feel comfort in our trials when we hear about theirs. Well, if they could do it, we think, maybe with their help we can do it as well. And no matter what our predicament, we can certainly find a saint who shared something of our dilemma, often worse. So today we honor our patron saint, St. Dominic de Guzman. Except for his birth, the story of St. Dominic may sound like many of our own biographies. Dominic was born into a family of privilege in Spain. He received great educational opportunities as he attended university for 10 years studying arts and theology. Education and learning, kindness and charity were centerpieces of his life. His parents were Felix de Guzman and Juana of Azra. And before conceiving Dominic, the couple had experienced infertility, and Juana took a pilgrimage to the abbey at Silos. And there she received a vision. In her vision, she saw a dog leapt in from her womb, and the dog was carrying a flaming torch. And Juliana said that the dog seemed to set the world on fire. And so if you travel out to our prayer gardens, you'll finally know that that dog by St. Dominic's side is carrying a torch, not a stick. And it is a symbol of his mother's vision of him before his birth. When Saint Dominic grew up, he saw that the clergy and laity were woefully inadequately prepared to defend their faith against heresies. So he established an order dedicated to preaching and educating people in their faith. He lived at the same time at St. Francis of Assisi, and they actually met each other and spoke to each other during the course of their lifetimes. We often assign epic characteristics to saints, saying they must have had greater courage than we can have, or determination or perseverance. And in this day and age, we can't help but looking at our saints with superhero glasses on. Although we may gain an admiration of the lives of the saints, our strength to live as unsettled Catholics comes not from their lives, but from their words. The words of the saints express their faith in trials, and occasionally those words can cut right through us, filleting open our egos and breaking through the defenses that we think keep us safe. This breaking through allows God's grace to work in us. Words from the saints are powerful medicine for our doubting souls. And so I offer you a quote from our patron, Saint Dominic, one that is particularly relevant in today's world. He says, "Arm yourself with prayer instead of a sword. Be clothed with humility instead of fine raiment. These, my much loved ones, are the bequests which I leave to you as my sons have charity among yourselves. Hold fast to humility. Keep a willing poverty." Saint Dominic once, after delivering a stirring sermon, was asked what book he had obtained his knowledge from. "In none," he said, "but that of love." And if you can't yet feel that kind of love that Saint Dominic tells us, practice humility. Being humble is the next best thing to being love. So the dilemmas presented to Jesus by Jesus to us today in our gospel: foxes have dens and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head, has an answer in Saint Dominic. No, maybe we can't live in a world of certainty. And no, maybe we will be here one day on our knees thanking and praising God, and yet the next Sunday be here crying out in exasperation, "Why, God, why?" And maybe as Catholics, although we have this beautiful church and we now have a beautiful new sculpture, we are never truly at home here on earth. But our salvation is that we live in a world of love, love offered, love received, and love given back in return, the circle of love. And living in that world of love, I would take over a den or a nest any day.